candidates debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone? Show the magic of our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson?
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well, it's no consolation. He takes Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org, from the Apple Store or the iTunes Store. Okay, I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday morning from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly, we'd love to hear your perspective of what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. It's 69 foggy degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. We'll be bringing you updated weather forecast sometime around 6:30, I do believe, on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And I know that because I host that program also. So, okay. Tell you how to dress for today. I think we're going to get some rainy precipitation throughout most of the day, or off and on throughout the day. I guess that's what I heard last time I saw the weather forecast. Okay, 4:15 here. Let's get on with the scores from yesterday. Okay, Major League Baseball. Yesterday, first game of a doubleheader, the Red Sox 5 and the Orioles zip. Second game of the doubleheader, the Red Sox 6 and the Orioles 4. Yankees 5 and the Rangers 3. The Rays 3 and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins 4 and the Tigers 3. Cleveland 3 and the White Sox 1. Mariners 3 and the Astros 2. And the A's 7 and the Angels zip. Over in the National League, the Nationals 9 and the Cubs 4. The Reds 6 and the Diamondbacks 3. The Brewers 4 and the Braves 2. The Marlins 4 and the Mets 3. That game went 11 innings. The Rockies 3 and the Dodgers 2. The Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. And the Pirates 4 and the Giants zip. And in the Interleague game, Cardinals 8 and the Royals 3. In that first game in the Red Sox doubleheader, Mookie Betts went 1-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting .351 on the season after that game. Andrew Benintendi, 1-for-5. He's hitting .302. Mitch Moreland, 0-for-4. He's hitting .261. J.D. Martinez, 0-for-4 in that game. He's hitting .329. Xander Bogaerts, 3-for-4. Scored 2 runs. He's hitting .278. Brock Holt, 1-for-3. With a walk, he's hitting .263. Eduardo Nunez, 1-for-4, scored a run, 2 RBIs, hitting .264, hit his 7th home run of the season in that game. Sandy Leon went 0-for-3 with a walk, he's hitting .212. And Jackie Bradley Jr., 2-for-4, scored 2 runs with 2 RBIs. He hit his 10th and 11th home runs in that game. He's hitting .216 on the season. David Price went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, no runs, 10 strikeouts. He had a 3.75 ERA and won his 12th game against 6 losses. Thornburg pitched an inning with 1 strikeout. He had a 4.97 ERA. Brazier pitched an inning with a strikeout. He's a 1.15 ERA. And Barnes pitched an inning with two strikeouts. He's a 2.47 ERA. In the second game of the doubleheader, Mookie Betts went 2-for-5, scored a run. He's still hitting .351 in the season. Brock Holt went 1-for-5 with an RBI. He's hitting .261. Pierce played first base, and he went 1-for-3, scored two runs with a walk. He's hitting .301. J.D. Martinez, 2-for-2, scored two runs, three RBIs with two walks. He's hitting .332 on the season, and hit his 36th and 37th home run. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-4. He's hitting .275. Rafael Devers went 0-for-2 with two walks. He's hitting .243. Eduardo Nunez went 1-for-4 with a and scored a run. He's hitting .264. Butler went 0-for-2 with an RBI. He's hitting .167. Andrew Benintendi pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1, hitting .301. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-2 with a walk. He's hitting .215. Hector Velasquez started the game, pitched 2 2/3 innings, gave up two hits, two runs, both of them earned, one walk. He's a 2.82 ERA. Workman came in, pitched a third of an inning, walked one, pitched a third of an inning, gave up one hit, two walks, no runs, however. He's hitting he has a 2.59 ERA on the season. Pomeranz came in, pitched two innings, gave up one hit and a walk, had a 5.96 ERA. Hembree pitched an inning with one hit, one run. It was earned with a walk, he had a 3.94 ERA. Kelly came in, pitched an inning, gave a hit and a walk. He has a 4.20 ERA. Cuevas went one inning, gave up two walks and a K, has a 3.00 ERA. Kimbrel came in, pitched an inning, gave up one hit, one run. It was a home run. It was earned. And he got three Ks and he had a 2.63 ERA. He got the 34th save of the season, and Kelly got his fourth win against no losses. It's 4:20 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. I'm going to have to shut off that air conditioner. It's making so much noise in the background. I'll be back. Thank you.
I could never have asked for more, and I could not have had a better child.
This is the mother of Elizabeth Sudo.
She gave me all the love and all the joy a parent ever hoped to get from a child. How many more Elizabeths will be killed before this senseless slaughter stops? Why do we keep killing our children? There is no physical pain that compares to the pain of losing a child.
Do whatever it takes. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. An appeal from the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and this station.
And also with your friends here at Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. 4:28 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, Major League Baseball standings, if you're interested, and I know you must be interested. Red Sox are 84-35 with a 706 percentage. I'll be okay. Yankees are now 9.5 games behind. Out in the Central Division of the American League, Cleveland leads the Twins by 11 games. And in the West, Astros have a 3.5 game lead over the A's. The A's have been playing great ball. Haven't seen them, naturally. West Coast team, and they haven't played the Red Sox here. And so, therefore, haven't seen them. But they gave the Sox a battle while when we were out there. I don't remember the. I think they won 2 out of 3 games, whatever, from us. Anyway, they may be a team to watch as far as playoffs are concerned. In the National League, the Phillies and the Braves are in a tussle. Phillies have a 1-game lead over the Braves, and we're going to Philadelphia on Tuesday. And they gave us a battle when they were here in Boston. The Cubbies have a 2-game lead over the Brewers in the Central Division of the the National League. The Cardinals have a five and a half games back, and the Pirates are 7 games back. So we got a race out there in the National League Central. And out west, we have a race going on there as well. The Diamondbacks and the Dodgers are tied for first place, followed by the Rockies, who are 1.5 games back, and the Giants are still 6 games back. Giants are 2 games under 500, but they're in the race there. Okay, what can I say about the Red Sox? Or what should I say about the Red Sox? I've been touting Brad Stevens for Coach of the Year, and maybe Danny Ainge for Executive of the Year, which we did not get. I got to tout Dave Dombrowski for Executive of the Year, and Alex Cora for Manager of the Year. Turning around a team that was good enough to get into the playoffs, but now they've made them the best team right now in Major League Baseball. And when you consider all of the injuries, you know, we've got E-Rod out. We got Wright out. Can't think of all that. I should have jotted it down. Maybe I had them on my other list, which I did not bring with me. Bad. But we've had our share of injuries, and doesn't seem to matter much. We've been rolling right along. When your first 3 hitters in the lineup are hitting over 300, you know you've got a good ball club. That hasn't happened in quite a while. Probably going back to the Jim Rice, Kyle Yastrzemski, and Fred Lynn era. But anyway, we'll take it. Not going to complain. Some people have been trying to, wonder whether we're this good or not, and is the sky going to fall in or whatever. Hey, it's baseball, Anything can happen. You just take the good with the bad and keep moving on. Hopefully, everything will continue to work out well. The pieces that they've been adding, like Brazier and the bullpen, people have been saying, the bullpen needs help. Velasquez has been out there. They've we're so deep now we can put Pomeranz out in the bullpen. We've got Nathan Eovaldi, who didn't pitch well. I saw him pitching his last game, and he was just out of sorts. He was just his motion to the plate was out of whack, and that's probably why he got whacked around. But we won the game anyway, so 19 runs. I guess that's good enough. 19-10. Well, anyway, if we can keep it up, hopefully no major injuries will sideline us. But we've had guys out. You know, Rafael Devers has been out. Dustin Pedroia has been out all year, practically. Played, what, 3 games, I guess, before he re-injured his knee. Like I said, Erod was having a great year. He went down. Wright was doing really well, and he went down. They seem to be trying to make their way back. Hey, Pierce, I mean, I cannot remember a game with the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays where Pierce played. And if he did, he didn't play any significant enough role for me to remember him. But he's been hitting like crazy, you know. Hitting home runs like crazy against the Yankees. You know, been hitting in big games. So hopefully he can keep it up. He gives us the ability to platoon at first base. He can play the corner outfield positions. I heard he can even play third base. But, well, anyway, Dombrowski's been doing a fantastic job picking up pieces here and there. Thornburg, who was a big acquisition last year but could not play because of shoulder situation, seems to be working his way back. Workman been doing well. Kelly started out great. He's had some problems, but he seems to be working his way back as well. Kimbrough seems to be having a few problems here and there, but he got 3 strikeouts. He has 34 saves, so I guess we can't complain about that too much. So keep up the work. Good work. Hopefully we can go deep into the playoffs this year. It's 4:35 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, August the 12th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. That's a promise, not a threat.
Hi, my name's Jamal, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by a guy named Rick who took a class
with the American Red Cross after I received blood which was given at a blood drive by Maria, who gave blood
after being encouraged by my husband David, who learned how to make
a family disaster plan and build a disaster supplies kit from Eddie, who volunteered
to answer phones last spring. But it all started out with Angela, who helped
Eddie's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. There are simple things you can do through your local Red Cross to help prepare yourself, your family, and your community for the unexpected. Whether you decide to volunteer to help out those in need, give blood, or make a disaster supplies kit for your family, your actions can change lives. To get involved, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:39 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. In the PGA Golf Tournament, with my background music in case I get a call here. Background music, there we go. In the PGA Tournament, after three rounds, Koepka is 12 under. Scott is two shots back at 10 under. There's three people tied at 9 under, three shots back. Rahm, Fowler, and Woodland. And then Tiger Woods leads... what am I saying leading? He's in a tie with six others, eight under, four shots back of Koepka, tied with six others. So it's, you know, I guess it's anybody's tournament right now. We'll see if Koepka can continue his surge in the Pro Golfers Association tournament. WNBA basketball yesterday, two games, Dream 90 and the Wings 82, the Aces 92 and the Fever 74. The Dream lead the East 21-10 on the season, followed by the Mystics 19-11, a game and a half back, and out West, the Storm 23-8. And followed by the Sparks, 18-12, 4.5 games behind. So, there you go. If you're a WNBA fan, and I am, I just wish I could see more of their games, but we do the best we can with what we have. 4:41 here on WMFO in Medford. On Thursday, last Thursday, the New England Patriots got their preseason, exhibition, whatever you want to call it, underway. I guess the good thing about it was that, as far as I know, no one was injured in the game. Patriots offense got off, and defense, I guess, got off to a slow start in the first half of the ball game. Trailing 17-0, and came back and scored 26 unanswered points in the third and fourth quarters. So I guess, you know, it's hard to determine whether that's significant or not, primarily because, you know, and that's why I don't go into a lot of detail on preseason games, no matter what sport it is, baseball, basketball, hockey, football, whatever, because they're trying to get a grasp on who is going to make the team, who's not going to make the team, if they have weaknesses to shore up, and who is getting cut from other teams as well, that they might want to pick up, who they'll put out there, and hopefully no one drafts and they can put them on their special teams and hold on to them, hopefully. I did not see a whole lot of the game. Hoyer, I guess, struggled in the first half. Couldn't get much of an offense going, either running or are passing. But everything seemed to click better in the second half. And like I said, that could be because the Redskins had their special second teamers and the rookies and everything else out there. But anyway, a win is a win is a win. I guess so. The guys that played, who stood out? Jeremy Hill, I guess, at running back, and unknown person, undrafted person. I shouldn't say unknown, undrafted person from Vanderbilt named Ralph Webb. Scored two touchdowns and also got two-point conversions. Everybody seems to be happy that Dante Hightower looked good. Edelman played a little bit, but he did not get any he was not into the offense at all. Hoyer could not find him or whatever. Tom Brady did not play. Supposedly has a sore back, but generally does not play in the first game of the exhibition season anyway, which is good. Celebrate his birthday, so therefore we give him a break there, you know. Not much. There were no questionable substitutions or non-substitutions by Bill Belichick, who refuses to give any update on the Super Bowl game. And talking about that, we play the Eagles, I guess, this coming Thursday night here in Foxborough also. And I don't know if that's, you can call it a rematch. I don't think, from what I understand, Foles did not play. He's had some health issues, and Wentz is still working his way back from his knee injury. So who's going to play and how much they'll play and whatever. I didn't see. If someone has said, I haven't seen them, of course, in any of their workouts or whatever, but someone has said that the quarterback that we drafted from, where is it, Arkansas, wherever, somewhere down there, has probably the best arm in camp, better than Hoyer's, better than Brady. But here again, he's a rookie, and whether he'll be cut or whether they'll keep him, if he's that good as protection, we'll see. I can't tell you that much. Like I said, everybody, from what I understand, and then we consider the rest of the team. Gronkowski did not play. Hogan played a little bit. He did not do much, from what I understand. So that's the way it goes. Can't tell you too much. Like I said, I didn't see the game, much of the game myself. And so we'll see. Like people have been saying, the Patriots should not have any problem making the playoffs because their division is still so weak. Miami is probably the second best team in the division, and no one thinks they're going to challenge the Patriots. The Jets could be a sleeper, depending on how well they improve at quarterback. Buffalo is shuffling off to wherever. And we have some tough games starting out this beginning. The game against Houston could be a tough game, depending upon how good their quarterback is, how well he's recovered from injuries he suffered last year. A lot of the other players, defensive players that were out, supposedly going to be back. So we're going to have to see. They could be a tough one. Marcus Cannon and our rookie running back, Sony Michel, were dinged up in practice, and so they didn't get into the game either. Hopefully we'll get them back as well. Supposedly Trent Brown did a good job of protecting the Patriots quarterbacks while he was in there. I guess primarily Hoyer, but like I said, they didn't get much offense going until the second half, and then he wasn't in the game. So, can't tell much, like I said, from preseason. We'll have to wait and see what is going to take place. It's 4:48 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, August the 12th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
About to hear words you don't often hear on the radio, but they may sound familiar.
Severe abdominal pain, fever, vomiting.
To many of us, these words sound like the flu or food poisoning, something temporary.
Urgent need for a bathroom, unexplained weight loss.
But they could be a sign of something much more serious. like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis.
Chronic diarrhea, rectal bleeding.
The pain and isolation of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can be overwhelming when you experience symptoms day after day, but there is help.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has trained healthcare professionals to direct you to resources in your community and provide the latest information on research and treatment.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
Don't let your symptoms take you away from your life. Advances in diagnosis and treatment are happening all the time. You can get the help you need. Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN today. Brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. NBA has released their 2018-2019 schedule, and all you Celtics fans can breathlessly wait to see what's going to happen this year. We open the season October 16th versus the 76ers, and that game is going to be on TNT. It's going to be interesting to see if Irving and Haywood and Theis are going to be back and healthy and ready to go. Get them. We have some other games also on the 26th of 2019. We play the Warriors. On February the 7th, we play the Lakers with LeBron in there. So we'll see how that works. On October the 19th, we are at the Raptors. On November the 9th, we are at the Jazz. That should be interesting. The Jazz are formerly Gordon Hayward's team. And they have improved. And they have the Rookie of the Year, Donovan Mitchell. We'll see how he does against Jason Tatum. Tatum does against him. Although they don't play the same position. On the 27th, we are at the Rockets. That should be interesting. Be interesting to see whether the Rockets improve over last year with that dynamite backcourt of Harden and Paul. And they've added Carmelo Anthony. If he has anything left, though, will he add anything to the ball club? That'll be interesting to see as well. On the 12th, we are at the Wizards. And they've added Dwight Howard. I guess if it's a case of whether how he fits in. They lost their other center. I can't think of his name. When they lost him, he went to another ball club. And we have the Knicks on February the 1st. I don't think that's a big deal. The Knicks have not done anything, to my knowledge, to really improve their ball club. But it's going to be interesting to see just how... what kind of a start we get off to, and if it's going to prove to be, an improvement over last year. Last year's team, like I said, they just really overachieved, especially when you consider all of the injuries that they had to deal with. Major, you lose two major players. You're talking 40 points a game, at least, from those two. And dice to that, you're talking about 45, maybe 47 points a game. And yet, like I said, they gave Cleveland all that they could handle. LeBron had to be superstar LeBron to keep Cleveland in the race, and it took it all out of them. and then with J.R. Smith not knowing the score in the very first game, which they could have won against Golden State, they had nothing left in the tank after that. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And plan to be back next Sunday with more sports talk for you. And hopefully you'll be able to join in. Love to have somebody to converse with. Okay, stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. We're still featuring new music and top hits of the year 2018. Like I told someone recently, we spent almost 2.5-3 months playing the top hits of the year of 2017. And so we had a lot of new music piling up, and we're trying to catch up with most of it. And we got to play the songs from 2017 that are still top hits on the year 2018. So a lot of great music coming your way. Don't you go anywhere. We have lots of good stuff coming up for you. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Sunday. Kind of wet and dreary, but anyway, do the best you can. Stay indoors if you have to. And we'll tell you, like I said, that Sounds of Praise weather update is coming your way sometime around 6:30. You stay tuned for that. Okay, God bless.